Will the House please come to order of business of consideration of joint conference committee reports. The next report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee number 1 on Senate File 21. And we need Chairman Landon. Chairman Landon.
Thank you, Mr. Fast on the Gavel Speaker. I would like to move concurrence with Joint Conference Committee Report number 1 to Senate File 21 and ask for your favorable consideration. And for an explanation of the joint conference, I would like to yield the floor to the good representative from the Upper Platte River Valley and also give him credit for his patience and persistence in meeting with the Senate and coming up with this committee report.
Representative Stewart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker and Mr. Chairman, for that glowing introduction. Just to back up a little bit, give you a review of what this bill was trying to do. The intention for Senate File 21 was to create a more orderly process when subdivisions are contemplated within an irrigation district. And of course, the intention was to try and get everyone working together and talking about the right things. Now, as our good chairman alluded to, I'm probably not going to give you the whole story of the Water Rights 101 that I had to beat my head against the wall over to explain this to our other house. But, so the short story, the original bill, of course, started in the Senate, second reading amendment, had some language in there that basically took our existing statutes backwards, and when the bill got over here to the House, our House Standing Committee fixed that, to their credit, and basically, well, they left in some of the language, but definitely put back in the language that would accomplish the goals, the good goals of this bill. Now, when we went into conference committee, we found that perhaps the Senate saw feared that somehow the language in the bill that we had put in there in the House Standing Committee, that this would allow irrigation districts a veto power, if you will, or somehow be able to derail a subdivision process. And through the negotiations and showing them how we have almost mirror-like language on the same page in our statutes that addresses how conservation districts review and recommend subdivisions in the application process as these applications go to our county commissioners, that really these were fears that would never be realized. And that's basically it. As I said, and our chairman said, this is a great compromise. We did get back in the pertinent language that was important so we could make some forward progress in this regard. As you look through this, first thing you'll see, basically what we're trying to do also in this bill, separate out irrigation districts from other organized ditch companies or just irrigation projects. And we tightened up that one paragraph by allowing them to participate earlier on in the application process. When we see there on page 3, line 1, that's where we inserted back in the pertinent language that we needed, that we felt we needed to have some meaningful gains in this process. And then where you see the deletions, this is where we deleted I hate to use those words, but useless language that the Senate tried to put in there. And of course, some language to make that paragraph flow. Now, if you'll remember the paragraph G, we had some discussion here on the floor as far as clarifying what the intent was, and if we needed some additional language to clarify that intent. And we actually did have some language to address that, and then at the end of the day, we decided that perhaps tracing that paragraph back to other language in there, that it was unnecessary. And really, that paragraph, what that was attempting to do originally was to indemnify or basically hold harmless. And what we know now is that there has been a court case that almost makes that paragraph moot, that we do see irrigation districts being covered under the umbrella of governmental immunity. And of course, I would ask for your aye vote and answer any questions.
Anyone else for their first time? Second time? We are voting on Joint Conference Committee number 1, report to Senate File 21. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, aye. Bagby, aye. Barbudo, aye. Berger, aye. Blake, aye. Bonner, aye. Brechtel, aye. Brown, aye. Buchanan, aye. Byrd, aye. Kennedy, aye. Carson, aye. Childers, Cohey, aye. Connolly, aye. Kraft, aye. Davison, aye. Dirks, aye. Edmonds, aye. Esquivel, aye. Gilmore, aye. Gingery, aye. Goggles, Hales, Hallinan, Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey, Illaway, Yagi, Jorgensen, Landon, Lockhart, Lebno, Madden, McKim, McComey, Mercer, Meyer, Miller, Millen, Moniz, Patton, Peasley, Peterson, Philp, Korberg, Roscoe, Semlek, Shepperson, Stewart, Stubson, Teeters, Thompson, Throne, Wallace, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker, Childers, Jorgensen, excused. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Patton, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 57 ayes, 2 noes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee number 1, report to Senate File 21. The next report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee number 2, on Senate File 53. Chairman Anderson.
Thank you. I move Joint Conference Report number 2 on House or Senate File 53 and ask for an aye vote. We discussed this before, and I'm sure all of you have been lobbied rather heavily from the other side of the Capitol, and the decision of the committee was to cave into the Senate on this bill. It looked like that would probably work the best. Those of you that got the email, I would like to make a couple of corrections on that email from that Senate lobbyist. In the parentheses under Senate File 53, it says the only property tax relief bill left. This is not a property tax relief bill. This is a property tax deferral bill. And I guess it's the only one left that hasn't been passed. But we did do some amendments to the needs base that made that a lot more attractive. We did an amendment to the veterans exemption that made it a lot easier after the first year. And so we have not gone without some. But I all those other things that he says there are as accurate as I can tell. It's a deferral. It has to be done. The county commissioners have to ask for it. The revenue department has to approve their request. They can defer up to half of their tax for a year until that total reaches half of the assessed value. I just got a note that to say vote aye. And that ought to do it.
Anyone else for their first time? Your second time? We are voting on Joint Conference Committee number 2, report to Senate File 53. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery. Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
No.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jorgensen excused. Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Mercer.
No.
Meyer.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley. Peterson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Semlick,
no.
Shepperson,
no.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
no.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave,
no.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Gilmore, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 50 ayes, no, 9 noes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee number 2, report to Senate File 53. The next report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee number 1, report on House Bill 97. And Representative Wallace... I'm sorry, Representative Wallace, we are on Joint Conference Committee number 1, report to House Bill 97. I'm sorry to catch you a little bit off guard there.
Mr. Speaker, thank you very much. I'd like to move concurrence on Joint Conference Committee number 1 to House Bill 97 and ask for your aye vote. In the conference committee, you will see that on the report it includes paragraph B under 40-10-121. We made zero changes to that. That's exactly the way it was when it came from the Senate. What we did change is the beginning phrase on paragraph C, and we deleted the livestock-specific language, so now it reads, as you see there, except as otherwise required by law, rule, regulation, or third-party agreement, the department shall have no authority over weights and measures used pursuant to a written agreement between the parties using the weighing device. And with that added language, everyone on the committee felt like that provided enough protection, and also because of the talk about third-party agreements, that it would also protect those who, when it was like a chain of transactions, that was enough protection. So would encourage your aye vote.
Anyone else for their first time? For their second time? We are voting on Joint Conference Committee number 1, report to House Bill 97. a majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Hallinan,
Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen excused, Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lebno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Mercer,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp, Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlek,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Steward,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 ayes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Number 1 report to House Bill 97. Messages from the Senate.
Message number 482. Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to bills listed below by the vote indicated. Senate file 134, embossed license plates, ayes 22, no 7, excused 1. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 483. Mr. Speaker, Senate file 114, animal control. The Senate failed to concur on House amendments to the bills listed above by the vote indicated. I, 0, noes 29, excused 1. The Senate requests the House appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with the like committee from the Senate to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 484. Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with the like committee number 1 from the House to Senate file 114. The Senate conferees are Senator Martin, Chairman, Senator Cooper, Senator Case. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 485. Mr. Speaker, House Bill 39, Population Determined Use of Federal Census, the Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee report of the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 29, no 0, excused 1. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 486, Mr. Speaker, Senate File 88, required use of ignition interlock devices. The Senate failed to concur on House amendments to the bills listed below by the vote indicated. Ayes 0, noes 29. The Senate requests the House Appointed Conference Committee to meet with a like committee from the Senate to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 487, Mr. Speaker, Senate File 106, Medication Disposal Program. The Senate failed to concur on House amendments to the bills listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 0, noes 29, excused 1. The Senate requests the House appointed committee number 1 to meet with a like committee from the Senate to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 488, Mr. Speaker, Senate File 112, Archaic Price Regulation Repeal. The Senate failed to concur on House amendments to the bills listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 12, no 17, excused 1. The Senate requests the House appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with a like committee from the Senate to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 489. Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the House on amendments to Senate File 88. The Senate conferees are Senator Perkins, Chairman, Senator Peterson, Senator DeCaria. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 490, Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the House to Senate File 106. The Senate conferees are Senator Hastert, Chairman, Senator Honeycutt, Senator Landon. Signed, Representative Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 491. Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the House on Amendments to Senate File 112. The Senate conferees are Senator Scott, Chairman Senator Townsend, Senator Esquivel. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
Chairman Gingrey, would you come up for a moment, please? Conference committees, joint conference committees for Senate File 112, Stubson, Chair, Lubnow, and Gilmore. Senate File 112, Stubson, Chair, Lubnow, and Gilmore. Senate File 106, Harvey, Chair, Dirksen, Millen. Senate File 106, Harvey, Chair, Dirksen, Millen. Senate File 114, Blake, Chair, with Dan Zwanitzer and McKim. Senate File 114, Blake, Chair, Dan Zwanitzer and McKim. Senate File 88, Hammonds, Chair, with Throne and Buchanan. And Senate File 88, Hammonds, Chair, with Throne and Buchanan. We're at that order of business of signing of enrolled acts.
House Enrolled Act number 104 being original House Bill 152, an act relating to professions and occupations, be enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 104 being original House Bill number 152. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Act number 105 being original House Bill number 1, an act relating to supplemental appropriations for the operation of state government, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 105 being original House Bill number 1. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act number 69 being original Senate File 56, an act relating to school finance, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 69 being original Senate File number 56. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act number 70 being original Senate File 35, an act relating to the age of majority and health care, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 70 being original Senate File number 35. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act number 71 being original Senate File 74, an act relating to restricted licenses, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 71 being original Senate File number 74. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act number 72 being original Senate File 90, an act relating to unemployment insurance benefits, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 72 being original Senate File number 90. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 73, being original Senate File 108, an act relating to the Wyoming Business Council, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 73, being original Senate File Number 108. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 74, being original Senate File 145, an act relating to memorial hospitals, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 74, being original Senate File Number 145. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 75, being original Senate File 61, an act relating to registration of sex offenders, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 75, being original Senate File Number 61. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 76, being original Senate File Number 98, an act relating to the regulation of traffic, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 76, being original Senate File Number 98. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 77, being original Senate File 107, an act relating to a court-supervised treatment programs act, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 77, being original Senate File Number 107. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act 78, being original Senate File 93, an act relating to health and safety, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 78, being original Senate File Number 93. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 79, being original Senate File 89, an act relating to higher education, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 79, being original Senate File Number 89. I have so signed. Representative Edmonds, did you want privilege of the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a quick announcement. You all got on your desks about the photographer, and he is downstairs right now from 2:30 to 5. You all had questions. You can get your composites replaced, and you don't need to have your old ones. So if you left them in your room or at your home, you don't need those. He will give you new ones. If you're all aware, they did have a misspelling on our composites. It happened to be my name. But you can all get new composites. And I know you've had some that are signed. That's fine. But if you want the composite with the correct spellings, then you can just go downstairs. He is downstairs in the basement conference room.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will have some entertainment. And we'll stand at ease until 4 o'clock. And come back at 4 and see if there's any business to conduct. But at this time, we have Representative Thompson and friends who are going to entertain us with a musical interlude. Representative Blake.